You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The advice and opinions expressed by the host of Autism Live and her guests are meant solely as suggestion and should not be in any way construed as child-specific advice. The Center for Autism and Related Disorders advises working with a board-certified behavior analyst who has experience with autism before starting any intensive behavioral intervention. Any choices you make in determining your child's treatment are completely at your own discretion.
Welcome to Autism Live. I'm Shannon Penrod. We're coming to you live from my house. We're still in my house. Well, you know, we're getting there. We hope. But anyway, I'm so thrilled to be here with you this morning. We got a big show. Now, a lot of times you guys watch, and throughout COVID, we've been doing something called Temple Grandin Tuesdays, which we love. We show either live or recorded interviews that we've done with Temple Grandin, and we love Temple Grandin Tuesdays. And you know, I don't preempt Temple Grandin Tuesday for just anything, but we're preempting Temple Grandin Tuesday this morning because we've got a guest that, you know, she's pretty amazing. Lisa Ackerman is going to be joining us in just a few minutes. She is the founder of TACA, that stands for the Autism Community in Action, a very amazing organization. I would say the largest caregiver, parent-driven organization worldwide that there is, and they do incredible work. I don't know about all of you. If you've not been to their website, then you should. I mean, we try to be a resource here for people that is video and do that. But I got to be honest, if you want information about autism, you're going to find more about it on their website than any other place, right? That's tacanow.org. You can go there and there's so much information. So we truly love them. I've talked many times before on the show about how important TACA was in our journey in so many different ways. I don't want to get beklempt and cry, but you know, I'm sure I will before the hour is over. So Lisa Ackerman is going to be joining us because they have their 36th conference coming up in, you know, just a few days now at this point. It's mid-October, so it's like literally a month away from tomorrow. And I know we've been putting on all of our stuff, the 36th annual, because it is an annual conference. It just so happened this is not the 36th annual because they do them twice a year. So it is their 36th conference. It is an annual conference, but it is not the 36th annual. So we're going to say that more than once because we put it on all of our press because Traven was doing such a great job this week letting you guys know about this. So we've got a contest that we're going to be running the next couple of days that Lisa, so generous, has given us 25 tickets to this conference. It's virtual. And oh my gosh, you guys, when you hear how much information is going to be disseminated, I'm serious. Blow your head. Blow your mind. But we're going to help her to give away 25 tickets. We're going to tell you a little bit later on in the hour what we're going to be doing for that. But it's going to mean sharing this show, the interview, either this show or the interview with Lisa. We'll tell you how you can do that and then where you go to enter, and we will pick 25 lucky winners who will get a free ticket to go to the TACA annual, but 36th conference. It's the fall conference because they have one in the spring as well. So usually So we're thrilled that Lisa's going to be with us. And, you know, she's just a wealth of information and she's the Energizer Bunny. And I always learn something when she's here. So you're going to want to stay tuned. And as soon as Lisa's here, we're going to cut to her. But until then, we're going to take care of some business. So first of all, I want to tell you, thank you for watching us live. If you're watching us live, you might be watching us on YouTube, on Twitter, on Facebook Live, or on our homepage, autism-live.com. If you're watching us recorded, then you already know that our show is available as a podcast. It's a free download wherever you get your podcasts. And we appreciate you guys coming, getting information, and being interactive with us, because interactive is what we really most like to be. And you can be interactive while you're live. You can write in on any of those places that I talked about. By the way, we're live on a bunch of other places too. I don't mean to diminish them, but the easiest way to interact with us is to be live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, or our homepage. That takes a little bit longer while we're live. But I will tell you, if you're watching in podcast, that's the best way to be in contact with us, is if you go to autism-live.com and write your question in the chat there. And then we take a look at those. If we don't have the way to get back to you, though, we can't see who you are on that page. So if you write in on the homepage, autism-live.com, please feel free to leave a way for us to get back to you. We do our level best to get back. Be persistent, though. I always tell people, be persistent. Hey, if you're new here and you haven't been here before, let me just give you the disclaimer that the mission of the show is to be informational and inspirational to the autism community. What do I mean by that? Well, we think of the autism community as, of course, beginning with that beating heart, individuals who are on the spectrum, right? They're the beating heart of everything we do. And of course, we want to hear from them, hear their thoughts, feelings, questions, concerns. But we also include in the community everyone who loves these individuals. Everyone, which, you know, I expect that someday that will be a global thing. Everyone should love individuals on the spectrum, right? But if you're someone who's loving somebody on the spectrum and you're wanting help and support to help and support them, this is a great place to be. We welcome your questions, your thoughts, your concerns. But of course, we start with those individuals on the spectrum. That's what we're doing here, right? And as for me, who am I? Don't confuse me. We have a lot of experts on the show. I'm not one of them. I am a very proud mom of a young man who was diagnosed with autism when he was 2.5. Yesterday, he voted for the first time because he is 18 years old. And I couldn't be prouder of him and all that he does. But I'm not an expert in autism. I like to be abundantly clear about that. Yes, I've been covering autism from a journalistic point of view now for 12, 13 years, but not an expert. I care passionately about you and what you're trying to find here. So join me on this journey and let's see what we can't find together. Okay. So that's what that is all about. Now, when we have time we don't usually do this on Tuesdays because normally it's Temple Grandin Tuesday, right? But when it's not and we have time, we go to the jargon of the day. This is when we take on one word, one phrase, one acronym. We try to figure out what in the hey nanny nanny are the experts talking about. We give you the actual definition, which I then make fun of because, you know, often it is of no use to anyone, the actual definition, unless you have lots of letters after your name. And even then, I'm not sure. And then we give you a working definition and we try to make some sense out of that, right? Often our working definition makes the experts break out into hives. And I always say, that's just an added bonus, right? I love our experts, but they give us hives with the jargon. It's only fair that we give them hives occasionally, right? So today it's a perfect jargon term for today, for what we're going to talk about with Lisa. So our jargon term today is reinforcement schedule. I don't know why. Is it me? This brings up, I like picture them reinforcing a bridge. I immediately think of rebar. I don't know why. I don't know what that's about, but the reinforcement schedule sounds like, you know, men and women in hard hats laying down rebar and we got to lay, it's 2:00. We got to lay some more rebar. It's not a bad way to be thinking about what this is. Let's take a look at what our actual definition of a reinforcement schedule is. Good morning, Kimono Dragon. Hi, Parker. So thrilled that you're here. Okay, so are we on Twitch? I didn't know that we were on Twitch. That's amazing. Okay, reinforcement schedule. Here we go. A schedule of reinforcement. Don't you love it when they just turn the words around like, well, that'll help me to know what a reinforcement schedule is. It's a schedule of reinforcement. Well, now I can go home. That's great. Okay, a schedule of reinforcement that systematically thins each successive reinforcement opportunity independent of the participant's behavior by using arithmetic algorithms or geometric progressions to determine which responses obtain reinforcement. Can you hear a toilet flushing in the background? Because if I really wanted to know what a schedule of reinforcement was and I saw this, that is what I would hear, a toilet flushing in the background. Systematically thins each successive reinforcement opportunity independent of the participant's behavior by using arithmetic algorithms. Oh my gosh, how to take the, you know, humanity out of it, right? Just let's like beat that definition into something that makes it not personal. When a reinforcement schedule is pretty personal. Okay, let's throw this in the circular file and let's move on to our working definition of a reinforcement schedule. It's not giving reinforcement every time, but deciding to give it mindfully to get targeted, to keep targeted behaviors continuing. So there's a couple of different, let's talk first about what reinforcement is, right? Reinforcement is when you're giving a meaningful reward. And if you think about it, everybody's meaningful reward is different. That I could say to you, oh, I'm going to give you chocolate covered dates for your reinforcer for doing a great job, which is fantastic. Except if you're allergic to chocolate and you don't like dates and you're diabetic, this is not an appropriate reward, right? You might prefer flowers. But if you're somebody who has hay fever and flowers are not your thing, right? Or you like, I love flowers, but you know, they're not my be all end all because they die and that makes me sad. I know, right? But what is reinforcing to you? That's the thing. That's the thing that when we find what's really reinforcing to an individual, and we need to make sure that we vary that, right? Because one day you might be like, yeah, I really would be reinforced by a piece of chocolate cake right now. And the next day you're like, nah, I'm not in the mood for chocolate. I want a mango. You know what I mean? It's minute by minute and it's person by person. So we want to make sure that we're reinforcing people for a job well done. But there are a couple of different ways to reinforce. And one of them is a reinforcement schedule, which means that we're mindfully picking with this individual that on a regular basis, we are going to give them a reinforcer. Often this is used as what we call an antecedent modification. So we're really trying to do this so the person doesn't get into a state of feeling like they never get reinforced. As an ex-classroom teacher, I had kids that were on a reinforcement schedule. If there were kids that I knew needed attention on a regular basis, or they would get up to no good, you know what I'm saying? I would try to remember, and now they have these little watches that you can program in more than one kiddo, and it'll give you a little buzz on your arm, and you remember to go, hey, Johnny, good work. You're doing such a good job right now, right? And you're putting attention into his attention bucket so that he doesn't get so depleted. Because if Johnny gets to the point where there's not enough attention, he's going to do something to get attention and it may not be something that's productive to his learning or to the learning of the classroom, right? So reinforcement schedule is being mindful about it, setting, you know, parameters, and you decide this algorithm thing. But basically you say to yourself, okay, you know, here's Johnny, and you take a baseline and you see Johnny can go 4 minutes without getting attention. So we're going to start giving him a schedule of reinforcement every 3 minutes so that we make sure that he's getting enough attention. And then over time, we're going to make that 3.5 minutes, and then we're going to make it 4 minutes, and then we're going to stretch him. So we're going to go to 5 minutes and then eventually to 6 minutes. So by the end of the school year, Johnny can go the whole day and get a sticker and he feels like he's doing a good job and that he's got that going on. I love, Parker, that you wrote in the crux of this whole thing, which is even adults need reinforcers. But you said sometimes, and I'm just going to say to you, Parker, I don't know about you. I need reinforcers and I need them on a regular basis. And I think this is hand in hand with right where we all are in space and time, because in COVID, we had to change our reinforcers, didn't we? And we found things that we would do to get through and things for our kiddos to help them get through. But things are changing in the world. And a lot of people just went back to school. A lot of kiddos just went back to school. And it's super important that everybody be mindful and get reinforcers that are important to them now, which goes right hand in hand with our guest that's going to be here today, because a lot of you, I know, you've written in and said you feel isolated. You feel like you've not had that connection the way that you're used to. And I'm so excited because Lisa's going to be telling you about their 36th conference, which is coming up on October 15th through 17th. And I'm just going to tell you, there's a reinforcer in there for you. For any of you that are watching, if you have enough interest in autism to be watching Autism Live, there's a reinforcer for you at this conference, some things that you can learn about and see. So it's time to schedule some reinforcement for you. So in any case, I'm going to go quickly to our question of the day and take a look at what that is. Our question today is, what is your favorite way to spend downtime and has it changed in COVID? And do you need to change it again now that things are happening? The schedule is a little bit different. I've heard from a lot of people who are like, oh my gosh, we're back on the treadmill. We're just on the treadmill with masks and with, you know, hand sanitizing. And there's just like five more things, but we're back on the treadmill. So really important that we're scheduling some downtime, really important that we're scheduling some connection time, but it's got to be meaningful to you. Okay. And then last of all, we have our topic of the week, which we didn't go over yesterday, but I love this because this is what my dad would say to me almost every day. If it's not fun, what's the point? You know, whenever I was going to do anything, perform in a play, speak, or do whatever, nerves, you know? And my dad would always say to me, you know, whether it was a softball game or, like I said, a play, right before, he would give me my pep talk and he would say, get out there and have fun because you did all the work. And if you're not having fun, what's the point? And it just helps me to remember and to remind all of you, we can do all the work, right? But if we're not having fun, what exactly is the point? Which is a nice little package that brings me right around to Lisa Ackerman and Taka. Because, wait, I'm gonna have you tell people that, Lisa. Lisa Ackerman is joining us right now, and she's here today. She is the founder of Taka, the Autism Community in Action. As I mentioned at the start of the show, she's here today to talk with us about their 36th conference that's coming up. I apologize that on a lot of our press, we put the 36th annual, as I said at the beginning, it's an annual conference and it is the 36th one, but it is not the 36th annual conference. Do the math on that. But there's Lisa. So thrilled to have you here. She's an amazing person, and it's always a thrill to have her here. And I'm so excited about this conference because if you guys look at this schedule, it's off. What do the kids say? Off the chain, off the hook. Yeah, it's that's probably
radical.
Like,
Radical's making a comeback.
Radical. So Ms. Ackerman, let's get your picture up there. There she is. Welcome back to Autism Live. We've missed you, love.
I've missed you. And I always just so appreciate, like, I reach out to you and you go, yeah, let's do this. Let's get back together.
Absolutely. I don't think you realize how much I love you and how much you could do that every day of the week. And I would go, yes. But I'm always aware of how much like you have going on and how many things you have going on. And I always feel like it's like, you know, reaching out to the queen when I reach out to you.
Oh God, you're killing me.
I don't want to bug you ever, but you have a place here whenever you want. So just know that. I say that to you, but I don't think you believe me. But it's true. Girl, you've done some amazing work, and you continue to do amazing work. And Taka has been, I said this earlier, been a guiding force for us, been so important to our story and so important to so many stories. So where do you want to start? Do you want to start with a conference? Should we tell people where to go first of all to get the tickets? They really need to get them right now.
Yeah, we're doing $49 between now and September 17th. And for our California families, Regional Center is vendoring. So if you are a Regional Center consumer, you can get a ticket through them. You just need to reach out to your caseworker. But we also have scholarships, and we're going to do a giveaway.
Yes,
so you just go to TACANOW, TACANOW.org. The front page has a big banner. You click on it and look at the schedule and see about registration. I also wanted to share, we have a cute new shirt in honor of our 20th anniversary. That's in there. And I just love all of these are my words that I repeat over and over and over again, my little mantra. So I'm excited. Hope, community, tough. We achieve and action, learn, support. So you can throw a shirt in the cart if you feel so inclined. And
ridiculously inexpensive too. I saw.
What size do you wear? I want to mail you one.
Oh, you're so sweet. I'm always whatever you have that's X large.
Okay.
I've lost some weight, but I'm still in the extra large category. And they're cute t-shirts, and they're not very expensive. What's the price point on them?
They're just $17, but you know that $17. We have an underwriter, and so it's helping us, you know, raise money, but also get out a hopeful message, something hopeful and helpful, hopefully to families.
But I remember seeing the shirt and going, oh, that's cute, and going, oh my gosh, it's only $17, because you guys, you can't get a t-shirt anymore for $17 that has anything written on it. It just doesn't happen. So that, and to be so beautiful. And let me also tell you, you wear that shirt anywhere and talk about calling your tribe to you.
Yeah.
You wear that shirt someplace and people will come up to you and have, you know, I don't know in COVID, but always before you get an instant hug. So there you go.
Yeah.
So wonderful. And Traven just showed it for a second. That was on the website. Easy
Thank
enough
you.
To order. And
Thank
let's
you.
Just say this, because I said at the beginning that you were so generous. We have 25 tickets that you are giving us to give for a giveaway. So here's the 411 on that.
Yes.
What we'd like for you to do is to share this show. Now, you can share either the live show right now to your Facebook or, you know, share the code to YouTube. Or once this is done, the live interview is done, we'll have this recorded and we'll have just Lisa's interview, part of it, without the jargon of the day. You can share that, whatever you'd like to do. So we want you to share it somewhere on social media so that other people hear about it. And then once you have done that, all you need to do is you're going to drop us a line at autismlive@gmail.com. autismlive@gmail.com. And you will tell us where you shared it. And from all of the entries that have shared it someplace, we will pick 25 of the winners. The nice thing is we'll already have your email, so we'll be able to give that to Lisa so that she can hook you up with your tickets, which will be fun. Because we've done this a couple of times where then we have to chase people down on Facebook and get their email. And it's, you know, mashugana. So we're going to do it this way. So again, you got to share the show. This is all about, you know, letting everybody know the info, right? So either share the whole show or wait and share just Lisa's portion of the show somewhere.
Sorry.
Drink, woman. Hydrate.
I'm drinking.
Then you have to write to us at autismlive@gmail.com. autismlive@gmail.com. Tell us where you shared it. That we will do a whole thing and we will be doing the draw live on the show on Thursday. I don't know if we'll be allowed to say people's names, but you'll see me do it. I don't know. If I'm going to say that. We're going to say people's names on the show on Thursday. So you can tune in and then we will shuttle all of the winners off to Lisa. So you've only got 48 hours, folks, to do this and get this done because Lisa needs to know who's getting these free tickets. Does that work for you, Lisa?
Yeah, it works great. Sorry to cough on you. I just found the mute button. Doy.
Oh, no, it's okay. I do it all the time. And would you like for them, when they share it on social media, do you want them to hashtag you? That would probably be good, right?
Yeah, just hashtag TACA conference, T-A-C-A conference. And we'll just, I mean, really, it's about tagging people so they know there's hope and help out there. And even with COVID, we can get together virtually and really make a difference in kids with autism.
So let's talk about what you're going to get at this conference, because Lisa, I looked at the schedule and honestly, wig blown.
You're
always
so
that way when you do a conference, you don't kid around. It's not like you have one speaker and then there's a break and you see another speaker. Lisa puts so much in that you want to clone yourself and split into three people.
Well, the cool part is no cloning required this year. We are going to broadcast it live October 15th through 17th. And thank you for sharing the page. And what's cool about it is there are over 50 presentations that are going to be live in three tracks. And we have an application that's similar to the one you see here with Autism Live, where we are going to allow you to interact with speakers. So it's not just a Zoom thing. And then it can be accessible on your phone, on your tablet or any PC, mobile device, whatever. But what's cool is we have tracks set up, and this is what I think is really neat. The topics we've grouped for people who are new to the conference and don't know where to start. We have a newly diagnosed grouping, a teen and adults grouping, a gastrointestinal grouping, because what do we always say? It's always about poop. A speech grouping, an immune inflammation grouping, educational, therapies, behavior, inspiration, research, nutrition, and advanced medical. So you can literally create a schedule very quickly and it will tell you when things are coming up and you can delete and add and all that fun stuff. But the thing that makes this super important to me is that the cloning we talked about that's no longer needed.
Yeah.
Is that you can set up, watch the ones that you really want to interact with, those speakers live, but you'll have access to all the recordings till after Christmas. And what's really important is that we're going to add closed captioning and Spanish translation to all the presentations. It takes about 2 days to process, and then that's available. So it's really cool. So my hearing impaired friends, I got you. My Spanish speaking friends, we got you. And I'm just thrilled to be able to offer that this year.
That's amazing. So I want to direct everybody, if you go to the website right now, TACANOW, so that's TACANOW.org, there's a button where you can click on conferences. And then when you go there, you can look at the schedule. I'm always frustrated, honestly, Lisa, when you see the conference and you can never find, well, where's the schedule? Like nobody does the schedule ahead of time. You usually get the schedule 2 days before. You are crazy on it and organized. You and all of your team.
It's a team.
It's the one person to do this. So no. You can already go in today and see what the full schedule is for Friday, October 15th. And what the full schedule is for Saturday, October 16th and Sunday. I love that you made it a lighter day because by that point, I think everybody gets to critical mass, right? But then if you look at the schedule, you'll see that I love your names. You've got the Hope Room, the Believe Room, and the Achieve Room.
Yeah.
And it's kind of super fun to go through and just play and go, okay, at 9 o'clock on Friday, which room do I think I would most want to be in? And you get into that thing where you want to clone, but you remember you're going to be able to see the other ones recorded, as Lisa said. But so you pick the one that you want to go live and interactive with. But my goodness, I mean, this is crazy business here. The show and just list all of the things on here that I'm like, holy moly, Lisa.
Yeah. And I one night I couldn't go to sleep and I calculated, I went to almost 80 conferences, I think 78. And, you know, what's so important is continuing to be dedicated as a learner. I always learn something new. And I wanted to pull out a couple of tracks that I'm really excited about. We have Max Park, who is now, I think, number one or number two in the world for the Rubik's Cube. And he's a Taka kid who's all grown up now, traveling the world and sharing his story on how he just took something he got really excited about as a kid and is now a documentary on Netflix. It's really great. Then we have Ann Wilkinson, A Journey to Create Independent Housing. And it's a roadmap on how a parent and a community can create independent adult housing. And then we have, you know, the stuff that you know what a geek I am. I mean, Shannon, come on now. Terry Walls, she is the neuro and inflammation expert. And every root of every condition that's a chronic health issue starts with inflammation. Terry Walls is a rock star in my world. And I'm just like, I'm so grateful she's not in front of me because I'd probably awkwardly tackle her and hug her because she's just super brilliant. And then we have Dr. Kriegsman on the GI, Dr. Rosignol, and just Dr. Bach with his new book. But there are 20 behavioral sessions, 21 for the newly diagnosed. And I mean, that's just a handful of the things that I'm geeked about, you know, that will be there to help people.
Yeah. And I think, you know, one of the things about a Taka conference is you can look at this roadmap of all the things that you'd like to do and you pick what you'd like to do. And then somebody will say something and you will learn something that often sends you down another path that sends you and you go, I didn't even know about that. I would imagine that there are some people who would look at this. And I know some of you, for instance, I'm looking at Friday and I see the PANS, PANDAS and autoimmune one. And I know some of you are like, you just want to know more about PANDAS, which is great. But then I bet you anything that over the 3 days that you find another conference, another, you know, topic on there, you go, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, and it will give you an opportunity to learn. Yeah.
Often that's the one that you need to be in the most, the thing that you didn't know anything about. It's really great. You should be so proud of yourself and your team should be proud of them too, because it's really great. The thing that's heartbreaking about, I love that you're being virtual means that people can watch from home, because like there were years when I you know, getting to the conference was always so overwhelming to me. So I love the fact that it's going to be virtual and that people are going to get to go. The part that I'm like, is that my favorite part was always the vendor fair.
Yeah. So how we tackle that, we're still doing that. And what's really cool is that it's a great application that we've invested in, similar to what you see here, that you have the interaction and you can really integrate. But what we do is we set up the vendors and you can go and walk their booths, literally walk and introduce yourself and get more information. And if they have a show special, you can participate in that. The other thing I know is important is mentoring. Our mentor table will also be live. And we have separate rooms for by topic where you can go talk to a knowledgeable expert. And what I think is so important is that sometimes you don't know what sessions to go see. And it doesn't matter if you've been around 20 years or, you know, 2 months. What they can do at the mentor table, Shannon, is set up your schedule for you and help guide you. Like, hey, this is where you should really spend your time with the live sessions, and here's the secondary sessions you can watch. But really, based upon your child's unique needs, and again, I have a 24-year-old and a 38-year-old. I'm still going to call them my kids, okay?
Right.
They're always going to be my kids. So for the adults, they're still, I just call them kids. Sorry, I'm old. You know that.
No.
I can't help it.
Absolutely. I think we all do.
Yeah, but anyways, that interactive piece is so important. And we even have coffee talk. And the coffee talk tables, there's going to be over 40 tables by topic that you can sit down and literally ask a question with the world's experts on Sunday. And I'm just, so even though we can't gather physically, I think we've brought all the best components. And it's not, I can't say it enough, it's not just a sit and Zoom thing. you will be interacting. You will be asking questions. There will be people there to help you. And we're going to do the best we can with what we have. And I'm really excited about the tools and the team, what they've put together. Believe me, it's them, not me.
Well, you know, you can say that, but when there's good leadership, Lisa, it shows, right?
You know,
so you're going to have to take that compliment, girl. sorry, just suck it up. Take the compliment. But anyway, and I don't usually say suck it up because usually I believe, no, but this one you have to suck up. But please go to tacanow.org. Click on the, like, look around, first of all. If you've never been there before, oh, you know, happy birthday. Because I said before, you weren't here yet, but I said, we try really hard to be a resource for people to find things. We're never going to get close to what you guys do. Your website is the place that I send people to when they need information. You have the best website for autism information in the World Wide Web. There, I've said it. You can put it on a t-shirt if you need to.
Next t-shirt.
There we go. So, you know, and kudos to you. And you guys have worked very hard to do that. It's true, though. But don't get too far down the rabbit hole looking at the website today. What we want you to do is go and look at the conference and see all the things that you could do. But I want to revisit that this is super duper affordable, that if you register right now, you can register for $49 for the whole conference. And that lets you look at the recordings for how long, Lisa?
Till after Christmas.
There we go. So you got time to look at all the recordings and attend the live events and get all that help and mentorship. And honestly, I love going to the vendor booths and seeing all the things that are available. You learn all kinds of things there too. And you're going to be able to do that virtually all for $49. That's not one day. You know, a lot of conferences and they're like, oh, it's $69 for, you know, one portion of it, right? $49 is the whole thing, you guys. And then you get, but you can only do that for the next 2 days. But listen, I understand for some of you, $49 is like, you know, it's going to take money away from something else. If you are in Southern California, talk to your regional center. They will scholarship you or pay for it. It's not scholarship. Right. They'll pay for it. If you aren't Southern California, Lisa, I understand that you may still have some scholarships available.
We do. We have a really generous donor. You know, our goal has always been from the beginning, if you don't have the financial means, we'll find a way for you to participate as much as we can and everything we can. So the conference has a generous anonymous donor that's going to scholarship so many people. So there doesn't have to be a no. It's on the same page. It tells you how to access and apply for a scholarship. And I just would encourage, you know, don't let that be a barrier to entry, and don't feel bad about asking for help.
I am a former scholarship recipient from TACA. So please know that you can, you know, like, you can feel all the feelings that you feel about it, but don't let that stop you. Don't let that get in the way of your kiddo. And I, you know, there was a time and a place and I needed the scholarship and TACA showed up in spades for me. So know that. But also today, Lisa has come with 25 tickets that we're doing a giveaway. So there's this other way too. What we want you to do is just share the show. Share this show either that you're watching right now. If you're watching live, you can share it on, you know, your social media, or when we put out the podcast, share any of the iterations of this show, this particular episode. Once you do that, drop us a line at autismlive@gmail.com. Tell us where you shared it. Make sure that when you share it, you tag TACA Conference, right? And send us the email. You've only got 48 hours to do it, because on Thursday we are going to at random pick and we will do that at the end of the show on Thursday. And then we will send those names to Lisa and 25 people will get a free ticket. So you should do that, and you should do that as quickly as possible. So there's no excuses for not having entree into this. And even if you were, I know a lot of people say, I'm so busy. I just want to challenge you. If you're so busy, get one of the free tickets and go to one thing. Yeah. I dare you.
Right. Or try five. Really yeah. And there's a question from Parker, and I just, hey, Parker, any self-advocate is welcomed. Yes, most of the families we serve are families, parents, caregivers. But we have an adult and teen track, but also medical tracks that may be helpful. So it doesn't matter if you're a person living with autism or loving and supporting someone with autism, there's going to be something for you. So Parker, welcome. We'd love to see you there.
Oh, Parker, I think you will just love so many of the talks that are there. We're also saying hello to Ava, who's excited, and Infinity, who's new to first time. She tuned in to see you, Lisa. But Infinity, I'm glad you're here. And we're saying hi to Koiter and to someone, AS9 Mutosh. We're saying Mutosh. Hello to you as well. So hello to all of you. And any of you can be writing in right now if you have a question for Lisa or a comment. We're loving taking your comments. But that brings us to an interesting point here because, Parker brought up, if you're a self-advocate, and these mm-hmm. are our wonderful cherished adults in the autism community. And I know that TACA has some new initiatives, for adults. Talk to us a little bit about that, Lisa.
Yeah, the one thing we know is the stats are staggering. 50,000 individuals are aging out of care and services every year here in the United States. And the CDC data, where they collect the 1 in 54, they say it's about 5%, no more than 5% of those individuals have what was defined as Asperger's. So at the far end of the spectrum, being able to advocate. So I love Parker being able to advocate for himself. That's amazing. So we know in the 20 plus years of doing TACA, we're really, really good at the 1 to 22-year-olds. We know what to do. We know how to navigate you. We know where things are to help maximize your journey. Adults is a bit of a mystery. I had one parent come to me and say, it was harder when my kid turned 18 than when they were first diagnosed. And this was a kid that had more needs, more requirements for support. The parent explained to me they went to a 3-day conference on adult services and left confused, not empowered. Mm-hmm. So our desire is to talkify, sorry to use me in a different way, but to talkify the adult experience. So whether it's, I need a support group for myself. If I was an adult on the spectrum, I need a support group and I want to find community, or I want to understand self-determination and self-advocacy, or, anything along the lines of vocational, college, or secondary school, and how to access that using support services. So everything in between, whether it's housing and what have you, we really want to create a roadmap, another blueprint for the adult experience. And we've done a great job. We have a lot of stuff already on our website, and we all have conference materials, webinars, meetings, and support information already available, but we want to help make that navigation easier. And right now, I got to tell you, I am looking at all the stuff available for adults by state, and my head is just, I can't fathom what it's like for a new family. And I do this 60 hours a week, 21 years, like I said, almost 80 conferences. And I'm still learning, and adult services is still being, self-determination was created as a trial and error process in 1999, and they just released it July 1st. That should tell you how complicated it is. So I can talk for hours, but it's very important for us to make that process easier, not just for the adult living with autism, but their family and their support network. So they can have the best possible outcome with the number one goal. What do I always say? Where's my card? Independence. That's what we want. We want independent, happy, healthy, living their dream individuals. And I can't say enough how important this is to me and my team.
Well, and I love that because whenever you get on something and talkify it, it's good for all of us. So thank you for doing that. And I see a real shift right now. And it might just be because I have an 18-year-old and it was there before and I didn't see it before, but I'm seeing more and more parents who are coming around to this concept of when my son was little, all I kept hearing was people say, well, I'm expecting my child to live with me forever. And whenever you would say to somebody, well, what happens when you're not here anymore? We would all say, oh no, I'm planning on being immortal. Like if vampires were a real thing, I think that autism moms would line up and go bite me so that I can be here forever. You know, that's what the plan is. That's what my plan on paper is to find the vampire and live forever. And yet I think a lot of people are coming around to the concept of whether I'm planning on living forever or not, my child staying at home with me is not what's best for them. And yeah. That has been a real awakening for a lot of people. But then you're in the space of what I hear parents say almost on a daily basis, Lisa, is, okay, well, now what then? How do I find this? They see people who have it. And I know people who have it where their adult child is in a living situation that is perfect for them and is allowing them to thrive. And they are still in their child's relation, you know, life, and they have a relationship that is really blossoming and is good for both of them. But like, I think everybody needs the roadmap of how to find that. So I'm so glad you're going to talkify that.
But you said bite me, and that just made me giggle. Sorry, it's a very serious topic, but the bite me got me.
Yes.
But I'm telling you that. That's the biggest fear we all have as parents, you know. And again, I got to say, my biggest inspiration is my son, moderate to severe, nonverbal, 19 of the 22 symptoms, and just completely impacted with major medical issues. Impacted, keyword, because it was GI issues almost all the way in. Mm-hmm. He's a miracle. He's a senior at his first choice college and going to do great. But I need to worry about his friends. All of his friends that are on the spectrum, that we just haven't found the right thing or the right tool or the right treatment yet for them to help them not be in pain, overcome a health issue, be able to communicate, all of those things. I just have a dream. The dream I have is independence, and let's see their gifts. Let's see all the great stuff they can do.
I love
and
it.
For us, it's really our driver. It's our driver. We know it's like, hey, how did JFK get to the moon? You know, he wanted us to get to the moon. There was a moon race and he knew how important that was. And I feel like this is our race to the moon and we're going to reach for the stars. You know, we have to, because every parent who's worried about their kid, I feel you. And I don't want you to worry. I want you to take action, do everything you can, and move things forward. And I think I can go on for one more second.
Yeah.
My daughter was my biggest motivator. And the reason why is I love her. And I didn't want her to feel she had to take care of her baby brother for the rest of her life. So my job, my number one job, was for Jeff to be the best he could be so they could have that great relationship of being siblings. So not only was I motivated by my kid, who's just the best thing on the planet, best thing, super fun, happy to be with him. My daughter, equally the same. And as a parent, I want, when I leave this earth, when God says it's time to go, I want her to feel like my mom made a great relationship for me and my baby brother.
Well, girl,
that's all I want.
You've rocked that. And I love that. I love that you're continuing to do that for other families. I am going to shift though, because we don't have a whole lot of time left, and we want to talk a little bit about the fact that guess what? There's this thing called COVID. I don't know if you've heard about it, Lisa.
What is that?
I know. Almost anytime I go anywhere to do anything, you hit a roadblock, and you go, "What is this about?" And they go, "Well, it's COVID." And I always say to them now, I'm like, "Really? I don't know. I don't know from what you're talking about." But I think some people have moved on. I don't understand, but some people have moved on and some things have moved on. But I know, and you know, how hard this has hit our families.
Yeah.
And how hard it still is. And that some of the things that are happening now are even harder than I think in the beginning. So talk to us about, because I know a lot and you've seen a lot. Share with us.
Yeah. And again, not to be Debbie Downer, but we're seeing from the SPARK studies that COVID is affecting individuals with autism in a much different way. Not just health-wise, but just the ramifications of mental health and overall well-being. We see wandering from safe environments, OCD, anxiety, self-injurious behaviors, and then also a regression and loss of skills from access to, regular classes, regular schooling, regular schedules, routines, etc. So we're tracking that very closely, and we really appreciate SPARK's efforts. I recommend just Google SPARK and autism. They have some great research studies on how COVID has affected the autism population, or the community, if you will. So my dream is we're tracking that, we're navigating, and there's specific topics at the conference and on our website that help you navigate IEPs during COVID. What is the school district responsible for? Navigating adult services during COVID. And there's one thing that scares me. The kids that are newly diagnosed or on suspected to be autism, I feel there's going to be a ripple effect. There's in many places an over 24-month wait list for an assessment. We're trying to navigate that. Partnerships like Easter Seals nationally are doing diagnostics nationally. So if you suspect an autism diagnosis and you need help today so you can get services today for your young kid who needs that service and support, Easter Seals is a great resource that does an ADOS right away so you can kick open the door to early intervention. So we're trying to navigate all of these pitfalls and all these issues. But the calls and the support that we get are really intense. And we're helping people navigate, and we have the toolkit on our website on what you can do. But just know, I feel like there's going to be some compensatory, planning on how we address autism and people with disabilities from an academic and educational setting. And we're going to be helping and navigating that. There's rumblings with the new Biden administration that there will be doing things to address shortcomings during this pandemic, which is, once in a lifetime, if not once in a century, right? If I'm doing my math right, what was the last one?
17. Yeah. Insane. We can only hope. We do, we've been covering a lot about comp ed on the show.
Yeah.
And that a lot of people have been getting a lot of comp ed. It feels like the wild, wild west. And I think a lot of times people, we've had Bonnie Yates on here talking about comp ed and things, but sometimes you need more help than that. I love that TACA is always a base to go to, Lisa. That I have to be honest with you, when I'm talking to families and giving out resources, I always give your website to go. And I encourage people to become a TACA member and to participate with your mentors, because there's just nothing else like it. And when you're in that beginning and you don't know what to do, it's great when somebody can hand you a pamphlet. It's great when somebody can give you a download. It's great when somebody can give you a book. All those things are spectacular, but you really need a community. And look, I was just going to say, you have the journey guides, which I think that's, I love your journey guides. And are there two of them now, or what is the look?
We combined it into one, and we ship them for free. You just pay shipping. So we also have an online newly diagnosed seminar. We just completed the last one. The next one's coming up in November. So we're doing them roughly quarterly. But this is available on our website with all the topics that are pertinent to people navigating their journey. And there isn't a teen and adult section, but it's a lot of other things that, people can benefit and have. So,
and, And it's a big book, but it's the kind of book that I recommend that you put, like, I'm sorry, I don't mean to offend anybody here, but this is a book that I recommend that you take it and you stick it on the back of the toilet tank. And then you read a little bit, you know, you have, because you don't have a lot of time, right? But right. You sit down to relieve yourself and you read one page. And often it's enough to spark you to go do what you need to do. You don't necessarily have to read the thing cover to cover, but people laugh at me when I say it's a bathroom book, but I remember when I went to graduate school and, you know, on a weekly basis, we were assigned 3,000 pages of reading. Oh, and then there was just other stuff that we needed to read in addition to that. And they said, here are the books that you should stick on the back of your toilet. And by the end of the year, you'll have read all of them. And I was like, hey, that is a useful tip. I don't mean to be, you know, and make sure you're washing your hands really good. Be careful. But, you know, when you don't have a lot of time, you gotta take care of business more than one thing at a time. So there you go.
And I love the tip.
Model reading to your children. But anyway, and you can, if you have guests coming over, you can put it away and, you know, so that people aren't reading your bathroom.
No, let them read the book too.
There we go. We're doing it with clean hands. Who's to stop that? Anyway, I feel like I've taken us far afield here. But let's go back to the TACA website, because I do feel like there's so many things to do there. I want to remind people, though, that the thing that's happening right now that's big and that we really are focusing on is that you've got your... not the 36th annual, your 36th conference coming up. It is your annual conference, the fall right. conference. It is happening October 15th through 17th, full day on Friday, full day on Saturday, half day on Sunday. It is virtual. I'm so confused right now when something is virtual, but in person, I don't really get that. So I appreciate that this is all virtual. Thank you, Lisa. So we know exactly what the parameters are, but you've done it smart. There is lots of interaction and there's so much to do right now. Just for the next 2 days, it's $49 for the whole thing. That's everything with the conference. That means getting to view all of the talks up till the end of the year, all the way through Christmas. You have the ability to watch all of the videos. So you're not going to watch it all in one fell swoop. You can pay the $49 the next 2 days. If you're in Southern California, you can ask the regional center to pay for it, or you can participate. We're giving away 25 tickets here on Autism Live in the next 48 hours. What's great about this is that if you see that you don't win on Thursday, you still have time to pay the $49. Because after Thursday, it goes up to what, Lisa?
Oh, great question. I forget what it goes up to.
Well, it's more money.
Look at that. It's more money.
Nobody has more money. Don't do that.
Yeah. So, I'm just saying.
Yeah. So if you know your regional center client, you can reach out to them or you can try to win your tickets you can pay for them yourself on Thursday, $49. You're never going to find a better deal than that. You cannot, if she was to shove everything that is in these conferences into books, it would be probably 1,000 books. And each one of those books would cost you a couple of dollars, right? There's no way. It's the best deal going. $49 for all this, plus the videos through the end. I feel like I'm on an infomercial now. But wait, there's more.
Remember that person that's listening right now that says, look, I can't afford it and I don't want to play a game. I don't have time. Yep. Apply for a scholarship. It's okay. I'm giving you permission to please just set it aside and we'll help you. And then you'll pay it forward another time. That's what community is all about.
I have been a former scholarship recipient, so don't bother feeling bad about it. It'll be worth it to do it, right? And you'll pay it forward in whatever way you can pay it forward.
Right.
So definitely you want to do that. Now, if you want to win the free tickets, we've only got 2 minutes here, so I got to get this in. If you want to win the free tickets through Autism Live, what you need to do is share this show. You can share the live show this is recorded. And Nancy, I wrote in for you. Don't forget, this is a podcast. It will be available in a couple of hours as a podcast. And then we will also on our YouTube channel, put the edited just the Lisa portion without me talking at the beginning, without the jargon of the day, just the Lisa portion. Share it wherever you have social media. Then, and make sure when you share it, you hashtag TACA, T-A-C-A conference. Okay. Then drop us an email at autism. So the email is autismlive@gmail.com. It can't get easier than that, right? Autismlive, no hyphens, autismlive@gmail.com. Tell us where you shared it and that you're entering for the tickets. You don't have to write a novel, you know? And then on Thursday, we're going to pick the winners at the end of the live show, and we'll send those emails over to Lisa so that she can get you your free tickets. That's 25 people, y'all. There's just no excuses, and you can watch it with your fuzzy slippers on at home.
Yeah, boxer shorts, fuzzy slippers. That's my plan, but a cute TACA t-shirt.
There you go. And by the way, thank you for referencing the TACA t-shirt. If you want to do more, and if you want to be wearing the thing, I guarantee you, beautiful t-shirt. You want to hold it up one more time, Lisa, if you got it there?
Yeah, sure.
It's only $17. And I'll tell you what, you wear that wherever you go and people will love you because it's a family. TACA is a family. Yeah. You won't be sorry that you bought the t-shirt. Okay. We're out of time, but Lisa, how much do I love you? You can't even imagine.
I love you too, Shannon.
I just adore you. Please hug your entire family, including your sister for me, who I adore.
Yeah, back at you and your entire family too. And anytime you want me back, you don't have to be bashful. I'll come and happily talk All about right. anything. In March, the new autism numbers are coming out, and there is a lot behind that. And I would love to talk more about that.
I would love to talk about that too.
Yeah.
We talked about that briefly. And I have so much, we have a big announcement coming up that I'm going to make sure that I tell you about. Big announcement here at Autism Live, which is going to be, so we'll have to talk to you about that.
Excellent.
Yes, it'll be super duper fun. All right, Lisa, thank you so much for being here with us. I have one quick announcement for those of you who are watching, and we promised you tomorrow is my birthday. And in fact, I have my birthday gal tiara ready.
Happy birthday.
And we promised you that we were going to be here with Dr. Graham Pichet. And unfortunately, we are not because I'm taking the day off. Because I get a rare day with my kiddo. I didn't realize that it was Yom Kippur-ness and I get to be with my child. And so I apologize to everyone that I'm choosing to be with my child, and I'll make it up to you. But we will be showing a recorded version of Dr. Graham Pichet tomorrow. But we'll be back live on Thursday with big, big announcements. So don't miss that. Until then, we're going to do the giveaway. Until then, give your kiddos a hug from me and one for you too. Bye, Lisa. Thank you so much.
Bye. I adore you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.